Good dog. Good boy. Another. One more. Sit. That's it. You go off and enjoy yourself in the snow. Boom. Go. That's it. Play. Most of you have heard of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. He served the Lord for many years, and throughout his whole ministry, he just saw God moving continually. It was almost like perpetual revival. He became a preacher whenever he was a teenager, shortly after his remarkable conversion. His conversion happened on a winter day, just like this, whenever there was snow on the ground. A lot more snow than we have here in Lisburn. He was leaving his home to go to his church, and as he was going out through the front door, he realized with the depth of the snow and the drifts and the inclement weather, I'm not going to make it to my own church today. So he just kept walking, and at last he looked up a side street and he saw a sign outside of a building for a Methodist chapel. He went into the chapel, and there's only five or six people there. As a young man, he sat at the back. He still wasn't a Christian, even though he was religious. And the preacher that was scheduled to come that day was having the same problems getting to church from the other side of London that Spurgeon was having. Couldn't make it. They sat on for a little while. Nobody came. The atmosphere got maybe a little tense and a little embarrassing as people just sat in silence, wondering if there was going to be a service at all. At last, one of the deacons stood up, stood in the pulpit. They sang a hymn or two, and then he tried to preach. Spurgeon later on in life said he was probably the worst preacher that he'd ever heard in his life. If he'd heard me, he would have probably said he was the second worst preacher. But nevertheless, he said this man couldn't preach. He stood up, he mumbled, he stuttered, he stammered, he was hesitant, his grammar wasn't good. But he quoted from the book of Isaiah, a verse of scripture. He quoted it over and over and over again because he didn't really know how to break it up or expound it aright. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there's none else. Then he quoted it again. Look unto me, and be ye saved, saith the Lord, for I am God, and beside me there is none else. He tried to encourage the people to look to Christ. Don't look to your church. Don't look to religion. Don't look to your morality. Don't look to the labours of your hand, but look to Christ. Look to him, look to the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Look to Christ, and again he just kept quoting the verse. Look unto me, God says, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. I am God, and there's none else. After about 3 or 4 minutes, he'd ran out of things to say. Then he looked down towards the young man sitting at the back, C.H. Spurgeon. He didn't know who he was. And then he looked down and says, young man, you look absolutely miserable. You need to look to Christ. Look to him and be saved. God says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there's none else. And just there at that moment, C.H. Spurgeon realized the simplicity of the gospel, the sufficiency of Christ. And by faith he looked to the cross and saw that Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb of God, had bore his sins, all of them in their entirety, in his own body upon that tree. And he looked and was wonderfully, wonderfully saved. I wonder, have you ever looked to Christ? What are you looking to today? To wash your sins away, to bring you into a right relationship with God, and ultimately to get you to heaven? Are you looking to Christ? Are you looking to your church or some other thing? Looking to yourself, maybe. Listen, get your eyes off all of those things. Look unto him and be saved. Though your sins be as scarlet, God says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Is it not time you were saved? Look to Christ now. Look to him today. Look to the cross. Look to the empty tomb. Look to the heavens and see a Savior that's able to save you completely. Shed his blood for us upon that cross. God bless you. Thank you for listening.